welcome to Church Media HQ. And before we get started, I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by our free graphic of the week. So right now you could sign up at churchmediahq.com and get a free graphic delivered to you every single week. This is oftentimes a graphic that's relevant to the current time of year, could work for a sermon series, an event, or maybe a social media image. And we send you the graphic as well as the source files, PSDs, and all of that good stuff so that you can customize it and make it work for your church. And again, we send it to you completely free every week for a full year. Now, to sign up for this, it's really simple. Just head over to churchmediahq.com and sign up for one of our new forever free memberships where, yes, we're going to send you this weekly graphic, but there's actually a lot more free benefits available with that free membership as well. So check it out. Get the free graphic of the week and more. Sign up at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. Well, today's guest is Joe Hinkle, and Joe is a creative, and he has worked in the church space in the past, and he really specializes in social media. And Joe has done some really great stuff, awesome stuff on social media. He's really figured out how to get good engagement. He helps other churches and businesses with their social media. He also does some work with video as well. And he is just a super creative guy. And I really enjoyed my conversation with Joe. We're going to get right to it, but I do want to let you know that if you want to make sure you're never missing an episode or any of these conversations with Joe, you're going to want to make sure that you're subscribed wherever you're listening to podcasts. And you can subscribe on YouTube at youtube.com/mustincrease. And you will get every new episode that we release. So subscribe there at youtube.com/mustincrease so that you never miss an episode. All right, let's get right to this conversation with Joe Hinkle. I want to go back to this. You were talking about the documenting the photos. I want to circle back to that for a minute by having someone take photos or whatever. I just want to throw this out there because it was one of the most effective things I did as a creative director when I was working at a church full time. We had an event coming up and it was like a four or five night long revival. And they had different speakers every night and it was kind of a big festive fall thing. And so anyways, I was like, man, I really would like to get some good photos. And so we did a social media photo contest and basically we said, hey, you know, here's the hashtag to use. And the winner, you know, gets whatever we were able to, some type of gift card or something like that. I have never gotten so many incredible photos from an event or from anything. And I was like, man, now looking back, I was like, man, I should have figured out a way to do that like once a month. That's the thing. Like you mentioned it, people have phones. And when you mobilize, if you will, the army of people with phones, and if you, you know, like I said, in this case, when I incentivized people with a prize, that you had the amateur photographers that actually broke out their DSLRs and were actually, you know, taking photos and stuff. So anyway, there's really no shortage of cameras anymore. And so, yeah, I mean, I just love how you said that, like just get one or multiple people to take those photos. Then you have all this content to draw from for your social media. So I just wanted to circle back to that.
Now, yeah, there's so much there because like, first of all, it was starting with like Instagram stories and stuff. People don't have high expectations. Like if you have people like Instagram stories is more for about what's going on than like high quality pictures. Right. Mm-hmm. So like at least like have someone on a Sunday morning, like to do a couple pictures from the back of the church. Like, oh, we actually have church on Sunday. Here's our Instagram. Like, this is proof. Like things happen here. And then like getting people engaged and getting your church members, whether that's through the pulpit you're talking about it or like on Sunday morning announcements or whether that's just through Instagram stories, like you're just posting things or on Instagram you're posting or Facebook, hey, this is what's happening, like hey, we love for you to tag us, we'll share use this hashtag and we'll share our stories. That not only gets people involved but it also gets people start sharing to their profiles what's happening.
Yeah.
And you're going to have that reach.
Yeah. Cause I mean, think about it. If you post, you know, the photo from someone in your church to your church's, you know, account, they're going to be like, you know, that person is more likely to be like, oh yeah, I'll share that because that's my work. You know, I did that. And so that is a fantastic thing. And I like what you said too. Instagram and social media in general isn't necessarily about, you know, it doesn't have to be some high quality, you know, overproduced type of photo or video. People are so forgiving on social media. Now, I'm a big proponent of, in certain applications, of quality over quantity. However, and you have full authority here to correct me if I'm wrong, what I've observed about social media is a lot of times it tends to be a little bit of finding quality within the quantity, if you will. Like, it's about getting the content out there, and then the stuff that's good, that's the stuff that's going to get people engaged, and that's what's going to get, you know, that's where you're going to discover the quality.
Yeah, and it kind of depends where people are, right? Like, if me or you put out a dozen posts and they look like kind of trashy, that there's not really a lot of forgiveness there because we're supposed to be doing it professionally, because, right?
Yeah, we're professionals.
If a church person maybe is listening right now and they've been assigned to like do their church Instagram and their church isn't really budgeting out or outsourcing it at all, right? And that person's like, I don't really know how to get this to the next level. Start with where you are, you know, like, so the encouragement is different to the, like, depends on where you are and where, you know, the budget is and where the, you know, what limitations are put around you. Like, do the best with what you can and be consistent with what you can, and then continue to grow from that, because it's like every photographer, every videographer, every person who creates anything starts kind of poorly and they grow with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think we should clarify, there is a line of poor quality that should not be crossed in any situation. You know, you don't want to put up I hate clip art. You know, you don't want to put up anything. If it contains clip art, you're on the wrong track. If you're making it in Microsoft Publisher, you're probably on the wrong track. But I like what you said though. I mean, yeah, sure. Like, maybe the more you grow and the more, you know, better you get at it, yeah, the more people will come to expect of your quality, but especially if you're just starting, you know, if you're a smaller, what we would call maybe be considered a smaller church, but you're consistently putting out, you know, just, you know, basically well-lit photos of your worship services, well, then great. People are going to think, they're not going to think twice about it. They're not going to think, oh, this looks awful. They're going to be, oh, cool. You know, I'll double tap that. Now I do want to go back to you kind of started getting on this, and I kind of took us back a little bit. So I want to get back. You started talking about Instagram Reels. Now, Instagram Reels is something that I have not even begun to dabble in. And so I am personally looking forward to you giving me some amazing guidance on best practices for Reels. And I would assume maybe some of it can cross over to TikTok as well, since it's kind of the same thing, but I'll let you take it from there.
Okay, Luke, I'm going to convince you that today, like before you go to bed tonight, you're going to make an Instagram Reel and post it.
Okay.
And everyone who's listening is going to make an Instagram Reel for, okay, awesome. So everyone who's listening is going to make an Instagram Reel either for their personal account, their church account, or their business. Like, Instagram Reels is the most efficient or effective way to reach people online that I know of right now.
Okay.
So I'll kind of have a strategy where I create for Instagram Reels. So Instagram Reels has a 30-second or 60-second limit, depending on your account. They're kind of changing it to where it's going to be 60 seconds for everyone. But if you're listening to this, you know, and when we're recording, like, you might still have the 30 second limit, but it's vertical video. And you really want to just create a short kind of snappy video. And even if you don't create like one that's like high quality, your reach is going to be so much greater than a regular post. Typically, a lot of the accounts that I'm helping with see like about five times more views and engagement on an Instagram Reel than a regular Instagram post. And a lot of people complain about Instagram right now, say, oh, it's not what it's used to be. Like, I'm not getting all my reach, because they're still stuck in using the old way of Instagram. And if you're not using the best practices and using the newest features that Instagram has given you, you're just using the practices and features from 5 years ago, you're going to be kind of stuck there. So Instagram Reels is one of the best things right now. So here's how I would kind of like structure it if you haven't made any yet. First, watch what other people are doing. You'll see some dancing videos. You'll see some.
Yeah, Joe, singing. I ain't dancing, man. You're not going to talk me into that. I'm not dancing for Instagram.
You'll see some of these things, and then you kind of decide, oh, I can't do that. Like that's just not my style. Like I wouldn't be comfortable doing that. You know, so like for Luke, it would be okay, I'm not going to dance. But for me, I'm not a dancer either. So I don't make Instagram reels of that. But you figure out some of these. You watching helps you understand like, oh, this is the kind of the trends that are going on. And maybe you can use some of those trends in your personal account or your church account. So that's one idea, like kind of follow trends. Another idea is just really just selfie video on your phone. Like it's just take out your phone, record something for 30 seconds, share a thought, whether that's, you know, me or you sharing about media or how to effectively use church media, or like one thing about design, or for a church, like reading one Bible verse and explaining it in less than 30 seconds. And maybe it's just sometimes it's just a 30 second sermon clip. To have the most effective though is like have like a short, interesting hook. So it starts with like a, do you want to know about this? Or did you know blank? Did you know, what Jesus said about this? And then getting into it, like having that short intro, because people are scrolling and you want to have something that captures people's attention. So for me, I might do a video, three ways how to make money through YouTube, and then go into it. And then people who are interested in that will stop and be like, oh, this is what I'm interested in. And getting it really snappy, getting it really efficient in that 30 seconds, it can be extremely effective.
All right, we're gonna get right back to the rest of the conversation here in just a moment. But I wanted to remind you about our free graphic of the week that you can sign up for at churchmediahq.com. And this is just very simple. You sign up, we send you a free graphic that oftentimes has to do with the current time of the year, could work for a sermon series or a social media image or something like that. We're also going to send you the source files, so the PSDs, so that you can rework the graphic and use it as a template for make it work for your church there. And again, we're sending this to you every week for free for a full year, and you can sign up completely free at churchmediahq.com. So get signed up for the free graphic of the week at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. And let's get back to the conversation. All right. Yeah, that's good to know. So I am, I took notes right here. And so, yeah, when we hop off here, I'm going to record something. And unless I run into some major issues, I intend to post it today. So
awesome.
Hold me to it. Hold me to it.
Okay. Check I will.
In with me. So yeah, cause Reels is something, I mean, it's new, but it's not that new. I mean, it's been out now for, I don't know, I can't even pinpoint when Instagram, you know, maybe the past couple years they've released that feature. Am I off on that?
It's, a few months ago, probably like 5-6 months ago, where it was like released to everyone, but Instagram always releases like in phases. So it was first released like a year ago in some countries, and then released to everyone like 5 months ago.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm kind of getting it confused too with Instagram TV, which from what I've observed hasn't been the most successful aspect of Instagram. I still try to use it, you know, because you can post the longer content there. But anyways, okay, Reels. Now, does that, do you do just Reels, or do you, you know, take that and put it on TikTok as well? Because TikTok is another thing. Other than going down horrible 2 hour long TikTok holes of just watching these videos, I've not really done much with it.
Yeah. So especially for churches and businesses, Instagram is more effective than TikTok right now. Okay. So like I would definitely emphasize Instagram above it. And a lot of people are having more engagement and more views on that right now. So like, that's why I emphasize that above TikTok. But TikTok is super effective. And the reason I say like Instagram is because you, if you get an Instagram follower, you know, you can engage with people through stories, through like, and through other ways a little bit more conveniently. So, you know, if you get a follower and you can start like kind of start that doesn't really have any connection to the church, you can start building kind of a relationship. But you can do that through TikTok as well. So I would encourage people to create for Instagram Reels and then use that same video and post it on TikTok, and they can post that on Facebook. Facebook might not get as much reach because Facebook likes kind of longer 3 to 4 minute videos and 30 second videos, but you can still post on Facebook and you'll get some engagement, and post on TikTok, and you can post on YouTube if you want. But really on Instagram, you're going to get best reach.
So prioritize, if you will, Instagram, make it for Instagram and then cross post to other platforms. You know, it's kind of more like that's bonus points.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Instagram Reels, we talked about, you know, really dove into Instagram. I mean, like as far as the post, if you will, the classic, just, you know, what kind of got Instagram started with just posting to the feed. Is there, I'm assuming there's still some value there, but, you know, what value maybe does it still hold compared to these other newer ways like Reels and stories and stuff?
Yeah. One of the ways I would say, specifically speaking to churches, struggle with Instagram is like people go to social media to be social with other people. And really that's kind of like the key of what social media is, being social, right?
Yeah.
And that's what's going to work on social media. So I think a lot of times churches and businesses make a mistake of like, it's all about stuff. It's all about like without any people, without any engagement. But the reason businesses, let's say Wendy's or Slim Jim or like some certain brands have like a unique personality. So if you follow, do you follow Wendy's on Twitter?
I don't actively follow them, but I mean, their tweets are so notorious that you can't, you can't not know about them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And what they've done is they've built a personality into their brand. Mm-hmm. When you are engaging with a Wendy's tweet, you know that there's a chance they might like that, or they might reply. So like, there's kind of like a personality behind that. And I think a lot of times in churches and businesses, we kind of just post like what's going on. There's not really a lot of engagement. If someone sends a DM about, hey, what time's church service this Sunday? It takes like a few weeks for people to get back, and they miss the church service because someone wasn't like engaging. So like building some of that personality. So for your church, it's not going to be roasting people like Wendy's does, but it's going to be like, if someone says, oh, that was really encouraging, like this is what's happening, or having prayer requests, like having prayer request stickers on your Instagram stories, anything we can do to pray for you, people will respond and you'll be like, okay, we'll be praying for that. And that's like engaging and providing the things that people expect from a church, right?
Yeah.
And showing what's happening in the community. Maybe even, you know, if there's community events, engaging with that, like commenting on, if you're, for me, I'm in Moreno Valley, California, and like my church could be commenting on what other things happening in Moreno Valley, like Moreno Valley Police Department. Hey, thanks for what you guys do. Or Moreno Valley Library. Hey, ooh, that looks like a good book. Like just commenting on and engaging as the church account on other things that are going on in the city. Other people in the city are going to see it. They're going to be like, oh, what's this? And click on yours and be like, oh, I didn't know this church was here. And they might not like, it might take a few months before they visit, but they might just follow because you comment nice things on their posts.
Yeah.
So really having that kind of personality, and that personality comes in commenting, DMs, it comes in like having pictures and videos of actual people from your church on the social media.
Yeah. So a couple things I'd like to unpack from that there about this thought of having a personality. And that is where, you know, I honestly, for myself, I just have this tendency to be really professional and really corporate if to some level. That's just, for whatever reason, that's just how I, you know, whenever it's my, if you will, my public demeanor, that's, I always try to keep it professional, whatever. But really, honestly, you get to know me and sometimes I'm a real idiot, for lack of better terms. I mean, I can really loosen cut up when I get to know somebody. And so, so what I'm getting at is, you know, you're talking about having personality on social media. When you're like working like with a church or a brand, you know, if you will, the church, you know, First Baptist Church, well, that is a brand more or less. It's not so much a personality. However, when you're talking about the pastor, you know, the pastor is he's a person, he's a personality. Mm. So what I'm getting at is there's a kind of a, if you will, a little bit of a, I don't know how to put it, more or less of an uproar right now about celebrity pastors. And there's a line that can be crossed in any case. I don't know. There's a big podcast out right now about, you know, a celebrity pastor and his church and whatever, and how they, you know, the rise and fall and all of that. And so, however, I think there is value to, you know, I heard a statement one time, a leadership statement, and it's really stuck with me. Like people want to follow a person, not an organization. And so what I'm getting at, and I guess I'm asking your thoughts on this. I mean, could a pastor or an assistant pastor or whoever, just an individual who is, you know, a part of an organization, running a business, whatever, could they benefit from tapping maybe into more of their personal social media account more than just their business? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense, but I'd love
to. Yeah, yeah. There's a few different aspects of that. First of all, things are naturally going to be like kind of a lot of your social media posts are going to be related to the pastors or leadership, you know, like sermon clips are going to be whoever preached Sunday, you know, sermon quotes are going to be whoever preached Sunday. So like some of that's going to come naturally.
Yeah.
Also, if you think about like the branding and what people know our church is for, it, like when someone drives by my church is like 2 miles down the road, Discovery. And when someone drives by, they don't necessarily know for the logo. They might start to recognize the logo. Logo's an important part of the brand. The building is, in a sense, part of the brand. But when you think of like, people are going to start knowing the church by who goes there. Hmm. They're going to be like, oh, I met this dude at Walmart and he said he goes there. And then they're going to start to recognize that. They're going to be like, oh, I go to a high school with, a teen's going to be like, I go to high school with my friend Zach, who goes to church there. And then when they start thinking of Discovery, when they start thinking of that church, they're going to be like, oh, it's that person. So like that personality is kind of made up of your congregation. Hmm. It's like here you go. You have all of these representatives. You have all of these people who are kind of marketing for your church by their everyday life. And maybe they might wear a t-shirt with your church's name or just be talking about it or posting about it on social media. But like the personality of your church is beyond just like the one leader or just your website or just like what you as like a marketer think of, like, oh, the color scheme or the logo.
All right, we're going to pick up the rest of our conversation next week. And until then, I do want to remind you of all that we have to offer at churchmediahq.com. While we really love putting out this weekly content, we offer a whole lot more in terms of free graphics and other things. And you can learn all about that at churchmediahq.com. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss the next episode. And Church Media HQ is a production of the Must Increase Network. And I do also want to remind you, we have another show on the Must Increase Network called Connection Culture, where we help you and your family navigate this really quite insane world of media that we live in. We give you insight on movies, technology, things like that. And you can find that wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on our YouTube channel. Well, until next time, I want to challenge your church with this. Try something new, because it's so much better to fail at trying something truly incredible than it is to continue to succeed at doing just the average. I'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.